The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Lakers are the 8th seed, and they will face the Pelicans on Tuesday night after they go on the road and close out the season in great fashion. They beat the Pelicans, and they'll be the 8th seed. They're number 8. They'll play the Pelicans, who are the 7th seed, and the game will be played Tuesday. You watch it. Whoever wins this game will be the number 7th seed, and they'll face the Nuggets. Whoever loses plays the winner of the 9-10, and that matchup will be the 8th seed, and they'll play the OKC Thunder.
You know what's funny? Listen, even if I don't know the game of basketball, I understand this is a very important series for the Lakers, right? But I don't even think it's going to be about LeBron. I don't even think it's going to be about AD. I think it's going to be about the supporting cast. So right. For you, I'm going to ask you, who do you think would be a bigger factor in the Lakers game? Would it be Austin Reeves, or would it be D'Angelo Russell? Or a combination of both? Because they got, I think those two got to play well, or one of the two got to play extremely well and be able to keep up with the production of LeBron and AD.
Man, look, the Lakers, when AD and LeBron, I'm counting on AD and LeBron to be AD and LeBron.
Right.
We saw those guys the other night against Memphis, and they had to go play damn near 40 minutes against the Grizzlies G League team. But I like that kid, G Jackson. He had another monster game today.
Right.
But when Austin Reeves and D'Lo, especially D'Lo shooting those threes, because he can play the pick and roll, he's tremendous. And then, you know, you want to help on AD, and then he gets to let those three balls go. So this is twice that they played the Pelicans in the in-season tournament and blew them out. Played them again today and blew them out. Now they're going to have to go back to they're not going back. They're going to stay there. Got to play them. I just like the matchup. I think the Lakers match up very, very well against them. They have no answer for LeBron. They have no answer for AD. The question is that B.I. was on a minutes restriction.
Right.
The question is, he just got back. How much? They might throw caution to the wind and say, B.I., go until you can't go.
Right.
But then maybe it's like, nah, we need you for the long haul. Mm-hmm. Zion did not have a good game today. I think he's going to come out and try to be more aggressive. LeBron mm-hmm. did a great job on him. Hey, I'm going to concede anything 15 feet out. You shoot mm-hmm. it.
You have it. But
I ain't going to let you get to this basket.
So that mean basically, obviously, is the clock ticking on Zion Williamson also to take that next step and play at a high level, especially in the playoffs?
But listen, here's the thing, Ocho. He played. Look, there's no question. When he's on the court, he's a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Athletic, quick, give you 20, can, you know, average 25, probably 25, 6, or 7.
Yeah.
You'd probably like to see those rebounds go up, but he had 8 or 9 assists today. So he's a pretty good job. I've seen him at times run the offense through him. His biggest thing is staying on the court.
Health-wise?
He's got to control his weight.
Right.
If he can control his weight, mm-hmm. he's a phenomenal talent. He's a more athletic Charles Barkley.
Okay.
That's what he is.
Right.
Now, people don't realize, I mean, you know, they see Charles and they think that's all he was.
Nah.
Charles led the league in rebounding at 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
That's Charles Barkley.
Right.
So he could be that. He should be that.
Right.
If he keep his weight under control. But I like the way he's played this year. He's a phenomenal talent. Everybody knows he's a phenomenal talent. But I got the Lakers. I think, and now all things being equal, would I be disappointed if the Lakers lost and then won the 8-9 matchup? Nope, because that means they get the Thunder, and I think they match up better against the Thunder than they do the Nuggets.
But shy don't scare you? No.
No. Mm-mm. Nikola Jokic scared me. Jamal Murray. They're as good as anybody in clutch situation.
Right.
Last 5 minutes, game within 5 points. Nikola Jokic is a monster. Jamal mm-hmm. Murray knows when game time and he can take the game over. Michael Porter Jr. can make timely big shot after big mm-hmm. shot after big shot. And they've been there and done that.
Done it. Yeah.
OKC has yet to be there, has yet to get there and do that. So right. I'm always going to take a team that's been there and done that. And you're talking about the MVP, Nikola Jokic. So yeah, they put fear in everybody. But if I'm the Lakers have played well the last couple of games. So the Lakers and the Warriors get in the play in the T-Wolves 3-6 matchup. They get the Suns. They lost mm-hmm. the Suns. They could have been the second. If they'd have won, they'd have been the 2 seed, right? If they'd have won today. Yeah. They'd have been the 2 seed, but that's where they are. That's where they are right now in the Eastern. Yeah. All the Nuggets had to do was beat the Spurs, but Wimby goes crazy on Friday night. The number one seed is the Boston Celtics. They are 64-18. The Knicks in overtime secure the number 2 seed. The Bucks are the 3 seed. Cleveland are the 4 seed. Orlando, the 5 seed. Pacers, 6. And so the play-in is Sixers, Miami for the right to play the Knicks. And then the Chicago and Atlanta for the right to play Boston.
Mm. I'm finna watch. Now I'm finna lock in. I'm gonna take me notes when they playing, so I'm gonna be able to talk about it. Shoot.
The Knicks. I like the Knicks.
Hey,
but
Jalen Brunson.
If he can stay healthy in this series, that's a big if because he missed what, 2 months with that knee.
Mm-hmm.
With Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, Kelly Oubre Jr., what's the other guy's name? Tobias Harris?
Yeah.
I like them against the Knicks. I do. I believe the Sixers are going to beat Miami. I do. I know.
Whoa. Simmer down a little bit. Bam, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero. Mm-hmm. We got Baby Jesus. I call him Baby Jesus, the young rookie from UCLA.
Oh, Jaime Jaquez.
Yeah. I call him Baby Jesus. You don't just come in and think they just finna come
no, you're not.
Down here in Miami and just
no, but y'all play them in Philly.
Well, we gonna beat them in Philly too. What you talking about? It's the Heat. It's Jimmy Butler. playoff time. Look at Jimmy Butler's stats in the regular season and what he does in the when it's playoff time.
He's a phenomenal. He's phenomenal. So in the
postseason. What make you think we finna go in the Philly, man, have a Philly cheesesteak, man? Stop playing. And that's no disrespect to my Philly people because I know y'all. You know I love you.
No, too late. It's disrespect. It's disrespect.
Nah, no, because the people in Philly love me. They good. They know I mean no harm.
And Atlanta and Chicago for the right to play the Boston Celtics. I think that'll be quick work in that situation. Mm-hmm. The last week, I haven't liked what I've seen from the Celtics.
What's wrong with them? They're inconsistent.
Here's the thing, Ocho. This team takes and they makes a lot of threes. So a lot of what that is contingent on is taking and making threes.
Right.
And you know you can get hot and make a bunch and shoot.
And when you cold.
And you cold, but here's the thing. Sometimes they race out the big leads. They keep shooting threes and they let the other and they shoot themselves right into a situation where the team is right back in the ballgame.
Right, right.
So, you look at Tatum and you look at Porzingis, you look at JB, Derek White. I mean, they got guys, Pritchard coming off the bench. Mm-hmm. Al Horford. They got a solid squad. But sometimes you just look at them like, bro, how y'all blew a 23-point lead? How y'all blew a 26-point lead?
Mm-hmm. Damn. Hey, you know, the game of basketball is a game of runs. You know, yes. It's a game of runs. It's funny how when I do watch it, the times I do watch it, a team can go on a run, and all of a sudden, the run ends, and other team is back in the game, only down by two. And then the runs go on again.
That three ball. Because you're never out of a game. Because the thing is, Ocho, you go a couple of minutes without making a shot, right. And a team can make four or five threes, and a lead that was 21 is now all of a sudden down to six or five. And you're like, everybody has somebody on their roster that can get scorching hot from three and shoot you right back in the game. Everybody has that one person on the team. Everybody. Right. Some teams have multiple players on their team that can get hot from three.
Right.
And you're right back in the ball game. So the series is going to be very, very interesting. I'm excited to see the Lakers take on the Pelicans and Golden State take on the Sacramento Kings. Tiger Woods finished the Masters at 16 over 304, a career worst, despite posting his highest round of the Masters career and a worst 72-hole score as a professional event. Tiger Woods said return to Augusta National Golf Club was good. Woods 72-hole total, 16 over 304, was last among the 60 golfers who made the 36-hole cut. Mm. It was a good week. It was a good week all around. I think coming here and not having a full tournament very long time, it was a good fight on Thursday, Friday. Unfortunately, yesterday didn't quite turn out the way I wanted it to.
Right.
Today, the Tom Kite is playing. I thought I had in my system. Unfortunately, it didn't produce it. Ocho.
Yes, sir.
Tiger had, that was 2019 when he had that miraculous run, right? But what's different now is that Tiger can't put the time in during the course of the week because his body won't allow it. And so what happens is that because he's not used to walking, so that first day, he feels pretty good.
Yes, sir.
The second day, damn, it's kind of like when you work out that first day, you're like, man, this felt good.
Yeah.
But then guess what happened the next day? You're like, damn, it hit you. I'm a little sore.
Right.
And then the next day, you feel even like I'm, and that's what happens to Tiger. Mm-hmm. He feels good the first day, second day, but then that third day, all that walking, all that swinging, what he hasn't been, like you said, he hadn't played a tournament golf. That tournament that he played, what he played in the Bahamas or somewhere, but he hadn't had played tournament golf in a year.
Yeah.
And his body, Ocho, he almost lost his life.
Yeah.
So with the back surgeries, the Achilles, the knee surgeries, the mind is willing.
Mm-hmm.
The body's not able.
Yeah. And listen, when you think about the sport of golf, it's a sport that all ages can play. All ages can play. All ages are able. But again, the injuries are taking a toll on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think, as we discussed before, I think he needs to go back to his old ways of doing what Tiger did in his approach and what he did away from the game of golf. And I think it will get him back into a groove, into being what we're used to seeing on the green.
He can't hunch like that no more.
It doesn't matter.
He can't get the humperness back no more, Ocho.
Man, I'm telling you, Unc, when you try to do too much, when you try to change too much of who you are to appease the masses, mm-hmm. it takes something away from you. It just takes them away from you. And I think we will never see the Tiger Woods of old until the Tiger Woods of old goes back to the Tiger Woods of old. Did you hear what I just said?
You said, will we ever see the Tiger of old? No, we're just going to see an old Tiger. That's what we're going to see, Ocho.
That's fine. Even an old Tiger attracts the viewers and attracts the audience.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing that he was able to make the cut, he got to stay around for the weekend. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, they're going to show clips because he is Tiger. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Ocho, just think. As you start to get old and all you can do is just go play the game.
Mm-hmm.
You can chip, you can putt, but you got to walk.
Yeah.
And he can't walk. His body won't let him do that.
Right.
On a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden, I mean, you know how hard it is to play when you got back hurt, knee hurt, shoulder hurt, elbow hurt. Damn.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate.
It is. I mean, but you know what? Hey. He had a run like no other golfers ever had. We won't see it again.
No, not like that. We
won't see it again. Nope. That ain't happening, Ocho.
Not like that.
And UFC 300, Max Holloway
You forgot about the winner of the Masters.
Oh, Scheffler?
Yeah. Oh, Scotty. You know, that's my boy. Yeah, that's my boy. I played. Congratulations, Scotty.
I ain't beat him.
You know, I used to train with Scotty. You know, I used to do a little golfing in my time. Me and Scotty Scheffler, before he won the Masters, we played at Pebble Beach in California.
Scotty Scheffler or Adam Schefter?
Scotty Scheffler. Okay. Scotty and I played 18 holes with Scotty at Pebble Beach in California. Listen. Okay. At the front nine, I shot a 67 on the front nine with Scotty before.
I know, front nine, that ain't good though. But okay, go ahead. That's a 134. That's terrible.
No, man, listen, I'm playing against one of the best to ever play. So you got to understand the pressure that was on me.
But here's the thing though, Ocho. This is why you don't know the thing about golf, because you don't play the competitor, you play the courts.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm trying to outdo him. Isn't that what you, that's what you're not understanding. For the front nine, I shot a 67. That was pretty goddamn good.
No, it's not.
How you going to tell me?
You do realize that's seven strokes a hole. And some of the holes are par threes. You do realize that. So you're not only bogeying, you're quad bogeying.
No. I'm at Pebble Beach, boy. It's one of the hardest.
I don't care
golf
if you're on the moon.
Play.
I'm just saying 67 on the front nine is not good. That's good. A 134 total.
It was good for me. I don't golf. I'm a boxer.
I can tell.
I like soccer and I play tennis. But for me, I was out there with Scotty. Scotty, I know you're going to see this, baby. Congratulations on winning the Masters today. If you want to get out there, man, you want to hit again while you got some time off, man, let me know, man. Congratulations as well on that green jacket. But,
yeah.
That's not what I do.
Okay. I'll beat you.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You probably play golf.
You want to play
golf like Charles Barkley. You probably play golf like Charles Barkley.
You want to play putt-putt? We can play putt-putt.
No. I'm out there. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it seriously. I got the whole outfit.
I got my
golf clubs. I don't play now. I could play some golf.
In UFC 300, Max Holloway produced one of the most shocking and one of the most violent moments in octagon history. With a mere 10 seconds on the clock, he summons Justin Gaethje. Stand in the pocket. Let's go. And they stand in the pocket. And with 1 second on the clock, Holloway catches him, face plant.
Yeah, and you got to be careful. Holloway, you got to keep your hands up.
UFC president, UFC CEO Dana White called it one of the greatest moments in the company's history. I get it. I mean, Gaethje felt he was behind. I ain't got nothing to lose. But I thought, what about strategy? I thought normally when you go to, you got strategy. When you stand in the pocket, you ain't got no strategy. You just, whoever hits who first.
It was great for the ending of the round, though. Those last few seconds. Listen. He calls him to the front. Hey, man, let's throw them things. What you trying to do?
Yeah.
But again, when it comes to throwing them things and engaging in the pocket like that, hey, if you let loose, you got to keep one on. You got to stay on the phone.
Ocho.
You got to stay on the phone. You got to let one go and bring it back
home.
You do
it like this. Ocho, you do it like this here. You see, ain't nobody got nothing. Oh, yeah.
We can know they're tired. They're tired at that point.
Yes.
So what's the first thing that goes away when you're tired? Your technique.
Yes.
Your all that goes away.
And well, when you summon somebody to the pocket, you ain't trying to go to.
No, we wouldn't call that a lucky punch, would you? Because, you know, his head was down. You wouldn't call.
No.
No. Okay. I'm just saying. Hey, that was nice. That was a great finish. That was a great ending. A great ending. What you think about what you think would happen if Max Holloway had to fight me?
Man, look here. Boxers don't do well in the UFC. That's why UFC fighters have to go to the boxing ring.
Right.
Ain't no boxer gonna do nothing with no guy in the UFC. So it's gonna be over in a matter of time.
Okay, let me ask you a question now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Cause I was state wrestling champ in 82. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you see my hands go. I got hands. So at what point do you think Max Holloway would beat me if we were to get in the octagon? Like round one, two, or three?
30 seconds.
Wait, what you mean 30 seconds?
He'll tap you out in 30.
Why are you disrespecting me?
I'm putting all my money. I'm taking all the money I got, everything I own.
So you think Max Holloway could beat me?
Beat the brakes off you and two more people just like you.
You know what? Max Holloway, if you see this, if you have any time during your break until your next fight, please let's spar. Let's get some footage. I just want to show Uncle Sharp that I ain't with the bullshit. Please, brother Max Holloway.
Ocho.
Congratulations, but please.
Oh, Joe.
What?
There's to every sport, there's levels.
Right.
I know, I get it.
He's the best of the best. I know.
You're a good entry level. Good entry level.
Entry.
But the coach that I talk, man. Oh.
Yes. Man, I thump Max Holloway chin, man. Don't play at me like that, man. I'm out the city, man. What you talking about, man? I'm built for that.
I mean, you know, you go back to, I don't know if you remember when Conor called Jose Aldo.
Oh, yeah.
He clipped him.
Yeah. Oh, at the beginning.
Yeah.
When he was coming in, being aggressive. That was a good counter.
Masvidal, flying knee, Bennis, Aspirin, Khabib, Maul, Connor.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there have been some Holly Holmes signature leg kick over Rodney Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it was a great, Pierre did an unbelievable job on Hill. I mean, because Hill kicked him in the groin and, what's the black referee name? Herb Dean. He went to check. He said, "No, I got it. Don't even worry about it. Herb, I got this. I got this. Walked it down, clipped it with a left.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's the name? Kyla Harrison.
Yeah.
Made her UFC debut, two-time judo champ, two-time Olympic gold medal in judo.
Mm-hmm.
What? Holly Holmes is an outstanding kickboxer. Outstanding boxer.
Mm-hmm.
What in the hell would make her stand in the clinch with Kayla Harrison?
You don't know.
Maybe because Kayla flipped her and Holly reversed it.
Right.
So maybe she got a little confident, like, ooh, I feel pretty good. Are you out your mind?
Yeah. Listen,
time Kayla Harrison gonna touch me when we go to the center of the ring and we touch them gloves. Hey, good luck. That's the only time she touching me.
Other than that,
I'm kicking a punch. She's a two-time Olympic gold medal judo.
Right.
So that means she's used to grappling. That's what she wants to get to. It's the same thing with Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey, she was what? Used to getting her hands on people.
On you.
And flipping them and arm-barring you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did Holly Holm do? Kick her upside her head. What did the lioness do?
Don't say it like that.
I'm just saying. So I know you're, I'm not, listen, sometimes, you know, people get, I'm going to beat them at their own game. No. See, this notion, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. Now, the hell you say, if somebody else beat the man, I'll beat him. damn that beat the man. You got to beat the man. No, hell no. If somebody beat the man on the way, I got to fight the man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to beat the man to beat the man. Damn what y'all say.
Hey,
but that's I don't good. Understand that. I didn't understand that.
I don't know. Listen, you have a corner. You come into a fight with a plan. Sometimes the plan that you do have, you're not able to execute it. So you go to plan B. I'm not sure what her plan B was. But it wasn't what it should be, because the outcome wasn't what we thought it was going to be, especially for the accolades and what her resume looks like so far. Hold on. My thing going dead. Damn.
Yeah.
Wait, I hear you.
Yeah, we hear you. I don't get Holly Holm's strategy. And I don't think anybody in the chat get their strategy either. Because you know what Kayla Harrison is. You know what she represents. She's a gold medalist in judo. That means you beating women all over the world and you used to getting your hands on people. I'm not getting in the clinch with you. Hell no. Nah.
But I'm also, okay. You got to think about, you can't run the whole fight.
I'm okay.
The more you have to move around, the more you kicking, the more tired you get.
That's okay.
So you got to be very strategic as well.
But here's the thing. It's the same thing in boxing. What you got to do? You box, you keep people, somebody that's used to fighting in the pocket,
right,
fighting inside. Yeah. Why would I get inside? Why would I get into the pocket with Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Well, Knowing that's where he wants to be.
Hold on now. Now we got Jake Paul getting ready to fight Mike Tyson coming up in July or June, whatever. What does Mike Tyson fight in all the fights that he's had? He's slipping up under everything, trying to get where? On the inside.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah. you can't run the whole fight, because what Mike is going to do, if you're a great boxer and know how to cut off the ring, boy, it'd be hell. It's going to be hell.
When he fought Lennox Lewis, what did Lennox Lewis do?
Keep that goddamn jab out
jab
there.
Jab in his face. Keep that jab.
Keep that jab in his face to keep him up off of him.
And now the only guy that really fought him in the pocket and beat him was Holyfield.
Yeah. Hey, them boys were throwing that leather, boy.
Even when he went to when he was in Japan and he ended up losing for the first time to what's the guy's name? Who did he like? What's the guy? He greatest upset in boxing. Yeah, I can't think of the guy's name. Kept that jab on him. Mm-hmm. Kept that jab on him. Boom, boom. That jab, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Just kept pounding him, jab over right, jab overhand right. Mm-hmm. And then you saw Tyson looking for his mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Buster Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
Buster Douglas. When Buster Douglas beat him down and what you call it? What did he do? Because everybody had made the mistake of fighting him in the pocket.
Yeah.
Or he walk him down.
Walk him down. Get close.
He would take a couple of punches just to get off that.
Get one. And when you feel that one, boy.
And you know Mike Tyson, his signature is a double punch. The boom, the uppercut. He's coming to the body.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up. You know it's coming.
But that left hook, man, and that uppercut was some nasty.
Yes. Nasty. Yes. So, Holly Holmes made a mistake of fighting like that, and then she ended up, Kayla ended up mounting her, getting her from behind, rear naked choke, tapped her. Mm. That was it.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Aljamain Sterling, his fight, he won, but it wasn't interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dana could be is pleased with that. I understand that he moved up, but his fight wasn't interesting.
Right.
Piera was great. I mean, they had some. I mean, all the fights were really good, but man, hey, Max Holloway.
Back to this thing on Max again, man. I know Max is probably gonna see this and. And I really want to, like, get your honest opinion on what you just said earlier when we talk about Max Holloway, right? And if him and I were to get in the octagon, you really disrespecting me at thinking I'm going to get tapped out in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
You think so?
I know so. That's a different element.
No, like you know me. You know my competitive mm-hmm. edge, my competitive mm-hmm. nature, my willing to try and do anything. You know, as a grown man, like, think about this. Let's say my kids are standing behind me, right? Wait, let me finish. Let's say my kids are standing behind me and Max Holloway got to get through me to get to my kids. What you think finna happen?
Leave your kids at home. Make it difficult. So, make it difficult for him to get them. Man. That's what you should do. That's exactly what you should do. Don't do that. Don't do that, Ocho. And if you watch, Ocho, I mean, I'm like when I watch fights, Ocho, I'm looking at
that's fucked up.
Ocho, when I'm watching fights,
yeah,
I'm looking at like when they come down, because I know and so I'm looking at Holly Holm and I'm looking at Kayla Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison. And I'm looking at her
mm-hmm.
and women and if don't become a no bull giant.
Right.
That's a large woman. Yeah. Once she refueled,
right.
She made weight at 135.
Yes, sir.
She's walking around at 170, 175, easy. Because when she refueled, she looked like she was like 155, 160. Mm-hmm. And that's in 24 hours.
Yes, sir.
So I know she's a woman that's walking around 175. Mm-hmm. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Cause man, woo.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the stills of her when she was like, man, I mean, she got capped. She's same thing with Pieta. I mean, he refueled and gained like 25 pounds, mm-hmm. which lets me know that he's a large man. He's a big light heavyweight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you that. See, the thing that made Floyd so great besides of his skill, Floyd is not a naturally large man.
Nah.
Floyd probably only losing 5 to 6 pounds to make weight at 147.
Every time, yep.
Or he might not have to do anything different mm-hmm. to make 154.
Right.
Where everybody else is having to come down substantially.
Yeah.
Floyd is Floyd. Now, he's immensely skilled, so I don't want people saying, well, the only reason. No, I'm not saying that. But mm-hmm. I'm saying someone that doesn't have to lose that much weight to come down.
Right.
He's going to be able to fight his natural strength. He's going to be
And I felt that that was one of the advantages that Floyd had, because if you ever been around Floyd, he's not a guy that walks around at 160, 165, dropping down to 154 to 147. Man, Floyd might weigh 155, maybe, maybe. I don't know. He probably never touched 160.
If you see him, if you see him, he looked like he bout at 147 or 150 for that batter. But again, once he gets in that ring, the skill, in the pocket, out the pocket, from distance. I mean, his ring IQ is like no other. Man, and whatever you doing, he has something to combat that each and every round, and he will pick you apart. He will pick your ass apart.
All he's doing is just gathering information.
Oh, information, round by round.
And then, he pulled. Oh, he loved his favorite is that pull put.
Yeah.
Bam.
Hey, hold on. He'll leave his head out there. Leave his head out there on purpose. Waiting on you to throw something. Man. I'm kind of mad about this Max Holloway stuff, man. About you, man.
Roll, bop.
And come back with it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like I said, I wanted to see Amanda Nunes. I think she wants Amanda Nunes, but Amanda Nunes is smart enough to know not to let her grab her.
Right.
So Amanda Nunes is going to be looking to, you know, because that's she retired, but she. Dana, how much money you got to bring Amanda Nunes to line that's out of retirement?
For the right amount of money, anybody come out of retirement now.
And because you got to know, hey, this is what she's good at. I'm not letting you grab me. I'm not letting you grab me. I'm ready to see. I want Bones. I want John Jones to get healthy because I want to see him fight. I'd like to see him fight Francis Ngannou.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
John Jones, in my estimation, is the greatest. He's the most complete boxer there is because he can do it all.
Heavyweight, yeah.
Nah, as far as MMA, he's the greatest MMA fighter.
John Jones, he fights at heavyweight though, right?
He's a heavyweight now. He moved up. He was a light heavy. He took the belt from Ciryl Gane. I think he took the belt from Ciryl Gane.
He's really good.
Because Ngannou had to vacate it. Ciryl Gane ended up winning, and he took it from him. So,
I like that. Hey,
yeah, hey, but I would love that. That's gonna be. Because he's made mincemeat at everybody at light heavy. Mm-hmm. He beat Gane, and he beat the guy out of Stipe. Miocic? No. John. Or did he just fight? Did he just take the belt from Ciryl Gane? Did he fight Stipe? No, Ngannou. Because he can wrestle, he can submit you.
He can box.
Yeah, man. And he's another. He's a big light heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So him, he's not gonna have to lose any weight because you can go up. I think up to 265 to be a heavyweight. Right. So he's not gonna have to do anything. But right now, Ngannou's in a different league.
Yeah,
I think he's what, Strikeforce or PFL. Yeah. So,
and contractually, it could never happen anyway because he's with another league, huh?
Okay. Yeah, John, because he tore his pec. He was scheduled to fight Miocic, and ended up having to pull out because he tore his pec, and he's on the road to recovery. So I don't know who he's gonna fight when it's, and I don't know how much longer he wants to fight. Right. But he's taking on all comers at the light heavy. Has the belt. It's not very many guys that can say they're a two-time, two-division champ. But John Jones did that. Kaitlyn Clark showed up on Saturday Night Live to dunk all over Michael Che. It started when Che joked that the University of Iowa would retire Clark's number 22 and have it replaced with an apron. She said he's a fan of Clark, replied, "Really, Michael, because I heard that little apron joke you did." At this point, she dissed out plenty of wisecrack and by Che past jokes about women's basketball, which were shot down and introduced by Weekend Update co-host Colin Jost. Oh, we can't show you that because copyright. We ain't trying to lose all of it. Ocho, check this out. Nike was slammed for their skimpy team's uniform, a USA's women's track and field uniform for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Nike is under fire for the Team USA's track and field uniform of the 2024 Paris Games were revealed. And the skimpy hip bearing get up for female competitors of Summer Olympics, wondering if they'll be flashing their. So who that's? Oh yeah, the critics questioned whether there were any input from former female athletes who need to adhere to a complicated, intimate grooming. Tara Davis Woodall, she's a long jumper. She said, "My hoo-ha gonna be out." Who did this 2020 comment? Another woman said, "There's no way a female runner had any say in this design. I hope the USFL, blah, 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 paying for bikini waxes." Another said, "If the lady is hanging out, it's still medically. What do you expect to be having with a moving person?" They were revealing that. Now, some women like those, the heat, like a thing mo. She wears like the heel, she wears like a singlet, like not, right. Like the briefs.
Right.
And I guess that's what they're talking about. The briefs are the one that has, and like some of the long jumpers, they wear the briefs.
Right.
And so like Sha'Carri, she normally wears the singlet.
Yeah.
Which is the 1-200
wear the singlet.
Yeah, they wear the singlet. And right. So it's going to be interesting. And I guess, you know, and some they, you know, they wear little cotton briefs up under there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But, and so they like, damn. Yeah, but when I saw them, I was like, well, damn.
I mean, look
at that old show.
I mean, it looks like all track uniforms, really. I'm not sure what, if you watch track before, obviously I watch track all the time. It, to me, from what I'm seeing, it looks no different than what they're already running in anyway. You know?
Them not little how.
A little, yeah, okay. Probably a
you
little
see
bit.
The way they see the way they cut?
Yeah, all the way to the top like that.
If they look like that on the mannequin, what you think when a person starts moving, when a woman starts running, or she starts jumping and she double hitch kick.
Yeah,
she starts kicking.
And you seen some all right, okay, you're right. I'm agree with you. But based on what they're always wearing, those that run the 1, the 200, you know, those that run the 400, I'm trying to see what is the issue. Maybe it's cut a little too high. Maybe it's cut a little too high a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I see what you're talking about. So just maybe they need to do something before. We got plenty of time to correct it. We got plenty of time to correct it.
But I think the thing is, Ocho, because, you know, back when we ran track, we all ran in jock straps. So we had like the shorts and we ran in jocks.
Right, right.
And so I remember a guy was long jumping and got up in there and his meat came out. Oh, Joe, he tried to get it back in. He up in the air. Dude dropped by 4 feet. Bad.
Hey,
that was the only problem with jock straps, Ocho, back in the day. Because you know what I'm saying?
I've been in tears, man.
Babe.
Oh, man. Y'all say, y'all ain't had tights back then, huh?
Nah. Nobody really ran in tights back then. You know, we ran in the shorts like Christian Coleman. Like a lot of guys were like if you look at Noah Lyles, he wears the singlet. Like Bolt, he wore like a little vest, but he wore tights on the bottom.
Noah Lyles
wears the singlet, you know. But if you look at Christian Coleman, he normally wears the shorts.
Right.
It all depends.
It all depends on what they're comfortable with.
Yeah. Ocho, beef is heating up. Drake responds to Rick Ross' no job claim, warns rapper after this. Don't worry, we'll handle it. Ross unleashed his own Dizzy diss track. Champagne moment soon after Drake's push-ups dropping Give Me 50 leaked on Saturday. Mm. On Ross's diss track, he called Drake a white boy, claims he stole his flow from Lil Wayne, says he employs ghostwriters, and alleged he has cosmetic surgery, notably a nose job. This caused Drake's mom to text him wondering why the internet is saying her son Albs has a nose job. I can't believe you would get one without me because you know I've always wanted one, Drake's mom text. In response, Drake quipped, I would have gotten us 2-for-1 deal if I went, Ma. He contained a nose job. Rumors coming at Rick Ross guy. I did a song that he's gone loopy off weight loss drug Mizuno. He hasn't eaten in days and he's turned a little angry and racist. He's performing at prom for money. It's bad. Drake also hinted his next lyrical salvo will be fired directly at Ross. Don't worry, we'll handle it. And tagged Rick's at Rich Forever and said, "You're the one you're one nosy goof."
Hey, I like
it.
I like it. I'm not sure how everybody else feels in the chat, but I like it. For hip hop, I like it. Future, Metro, the Weeknd also, I think, has something to do with it. Drake, Ross. And the thing I like about Drake and Ross is we already know y'all got crews. You got people that could take care of stuff in the street. They not doing it that way. They doing it where it matters. It don't matter how many trophies, how many times you've been platinum, how many accolades you have, what you've done, how many none of that matters. When it comes to that pin and there's beef, they handle it where it matters most for us as fans of hip hop in the booth. In the booth.
It's K-Dot started it.
Yeah.
J. Cole followed up, later apologized, said, "This ain't in my heart. This ain't what I want to do. This I don't want to be a part of this."
Yeah.
Drake said, Drake dropped and give me 50. Drake went out of my light. Drake, you know, people try to minimize Drake because I guess he ain't grow up and he ain't, you know, got all this. But hey, Drake had some bars. I like Drake.
Yeah.
Ross came back. Ross had some nice. I like it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how true it is. I don't know if they just tried to put hip hop because they said hip hop was dying.
Yeah, but it ain't. It's well and alive right now. This is a hip hop Royal Rumble, a hip hop Civil War, whatever it may be. However many parties are involved, but Ross and Drake, this right here, their creativity and their art in pen is going to have everybody on pins and needles waiting to hear Drake's response. So this is the thing about it, is when Drake responds, Ross gonna respond too.
Yeah.
And both of them have great penmanship and creativity when it comes to the art of making music and it comes time to talk about somebody. I like her. I like both of them as artists. I respect both of them as artists. You know, I'm hyped. I just don't know when it's gonna come out.
Man, how they all teaming up on Drake though?
Oh, they all teaming up on Drake?
Man, you know everybody, Ross, K-Dot, I mean, it's like 50 guys coming at Drake.
See, I don't understand. I don't know where everything is stemming from. For me, on the outside looking in, I'm just hearing the finished product and saying, oh, so-and-so on Future's album was talking about, you know, the big three. And then I'm like, well, who the hell is the big three? And then people kind of brought me up to speed.
It was supposed to be Cole, K-Dot, and Drake. Yeah.
So boom, somebody had to
bring me. Wayne in the category, Weezy in the category by himself.
Right.
So
people had to bring me up to speed. So once they brought me up to speed, okay, now I understand what's going on. Okay, now I understand who the big three is. Okay, now I understand what K-Dot, with the words he was saying in the song. Now I see what the meaning was. So then I heard Drake respond, "Oh, size 7." Oh, okay. So we talk about K-Dot.
So you ain't running nothing in a man's size.
Yeah, exactly.
Seven.
So now it's all making sense to me and it comes full circle. So boom, I hear Ross diss. Okay. Oh, okay. Boom. I like that. Now, Dreezy, Drake done said, you know, he on Instagram and say, boom, I'm finna come back at you.
Drake said a little shot at Ja.
At Ja who?
Ja Morant.
For real?
Yeah, man.
But Ja, he just played basketball. What Ja got to do with it?
He say, shout out to the Hooper out there busting out the gritty. I know why you're mad, Ian. I ain't tripping.
Oh,
it's reported that they had interaction with a young lady. Now, that's what's being reported. I don't know. And I hate that I even brought it up. That's what's being reported.
It ain't about being reported. We know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I wasn't there.
You don't have to be there to listen to the words. You listen to the words. I know why you mad.
This is what he said. He said, shout out to the Hooper out there busting out the gritty.
Right.
I know why you mad, and I ain't even tripping. Because remember, when Metro Boomin said, Ja also said, stay on that side.
Right.
So, because you know how it is, Ocho. When you're telling a joke, if you grin, you in. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if somebody tell a joke, they get one up on me.
Right.
You better not laugh, because if you laugh, that means you part of it.
Yeah. But you know what happened, especially when you're talking greasy, like when you're talking special like that, you know, with it being Drake, obviously being a lover boy that he is, there might have been somebody Ja might have been seeing. And we listen, Drake, get who, whoever, what you, yeah, come on, let's go. You know what it is. I mean, common sense. So you're able to speak and rap like that.
Right.
But again, I'm waiting on Drake's response, and then I'm telling you what's going to happen.
He already had one response.
No, he got to respond to Ross.
Oh, you want to respond to Ross. You want to respond to Ross. Okay, yeah, okay, okay. Ross. I see what you're saying.
Ross going to double back.
Right.
And hit him, and then Drake going to come back. Listen, this shit might go all the way to goddamn summertime. It might go all the way to summertime. It might. Because the penmanship and the creativity between these two artists is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And they can go for days. And listen, I don't care about who got more money. I don't care about accolades and numbers and streams. I don't care about nothing. I ain't care about none of that. I care about the penmanship and the going back and forth and showing who has the better creativity and the better pen. That's all it come down to. For me. Everybody else in the chat, they might feel, you know, and want to bring up other stuff that really doesn't matter and has nothing to do with what's going on right now.
Right. Well, I'm excited. It's because everybody great on that mic. You know, they talk like Jay got Ghost Rider, but at the end of the day, you got to sell it.
Hey,
I don't know if he got great Ghost Riders or not.
I got a question. I'm glad you said that. Now I like rap. I'm not a hip hop head to understand when someone has a Ghost Rider or they say someone else wrote for you. Right. Why did that so frowned upon in the hip hop space? But when you have R&B, you have writers for R&B, you have writers for gospel music. Why is it so frowned upon in hip hop when someone has a ghostwriter? I'm confused.
Ocho, they're just like, hey, if you bought that, you're supposed to come up that thing original after Dome. It's supposed to be you and your words about what you do and not somebody else, not you. It's kind of like comedians. Right. They frowned upon if you got a ghostwrite comedian, if you don't come up with your own jokes. Because I've had people on this say, nah, hey, I might have somebody help me.
Right.
Or craft a joke so I get it better.
Okay.
But as far as just writing a joke and then me going out there and executing it, nah, I don't do that. But some people like, hey, I ain't got no problem with it. To each his own.
Okay. Okay. I got it. I mean, I don't know. I understand in a sense, but every other genre of music has people that help them write and create stories, mm-hmm. you know, and the people that are doing the writing aren't good enough to execute it. That's why they are the writers.
Right.
And sometimes, listen, I guess some of the best that are rappers don't have ghost writers, but everybody's not able to execute. Everybody's not able to write and execute and do everything all in one.
And except, perform.
You know, a certain few. I'm sure Jay-Z can do it. I'm sure Lil Wayne can do it.
Oh, yes.
You know, but I don't know. I guess. Either way.
When you start talking about, you start getting with Weezy and Pop and Big and Hov and M.
Yeah.
Bro, now you're getting on up there. Guys like Big Daddy Kane on the mic. Guys like that, KRS-One.
Yeah.
That are lyricists. Rakim.
Yeah.
Now you talk about lyricists, guys that really, that's how they started. You know, mm-hmm. Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, Rakim, lyricists. Really with that. But to each his own,
I like it.
If it sounds good to me, I don't give a damn where it came from.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care who wrote it.
I like this
beef or exchange of pleasantries between two of the greats at what they do. And Ross, I know you're gonna see this. Do what you do, Drake. Do what you do. I'm back here. I'm enjoying it. Let's go.
Yeah.
May the best pin win.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, Ocho, it's time for our last segment of the day, and it's called Q&A.
Q&A. Chat, ask me anything. I'm going to tell you, I ain't tell you no lie. Hey, we had a good show tonight, boy.
Yeah, we did. Cali Boy, ASMR. My life has been poop recently, and this is the only place that makes me happy in my life right now. And it gives me hope. Thanks, Uncle Ocho. Love, 2 million subs. That's on our way. Hey, Cali Boy, we appreciate the love and support. Our job is to try to uplift, tell stories, give you new information about football, basketball, but share life stories with you, bro. Hey, it's going to turn around. Because even though it rained 40 days and 40 nights, the sun came out again. Sunshine follows tomorrow, Cali Boy. Yeah, keep your head up. Chin up. Yes, sir. Keep walking forward.
Cali Boy, I love you, baby. It's going to be all right. Keep on grinding. Don't hold your head down because you can't see where you're going.
Drain Master said, Uncle Ocho, from all of us in the chat, God is good. Glad to hear Big Sister's head is home. Is home healing. Drain Masters, I really appreciate that, man. She's extremely happy. She's like, man, I don't feel no pain. I said, you know, I told you. The only pain that you're going to feel is the incision. And like I said, she just tried to outdo me because she had both of hers done at one time. She make me sick.
Yeah.
Boss Lady said, hey, guys, I'm hyper independent, self-made and traditional at heart. There's a guy I really like, but there's a slight difference between us. As a woman, do you think I should shoot my shot? Hell yeah.
Whoa. Before you shoot your shot. One of the key words that she just said that can be frustrating for a man always wants to feel needed and a man wants to be provided. The first thing she said was she's hyper independent. Can you suppress that independency to allow that man to be a man before you shoot your shot? If you can't, don't shoot your shot, honey. Can you suppress being hyper independent and allow that man to lead and provide?
Everybody wants a traditional man.
Right.
But they want to be a non-traditional woman.
Right. So I just don't understand how that works.
And I'm not saying
right
that there's anything wrong with you being hyper talented, hyper independent, self-made,
right.
Traditional at heart.
That's a good thing. That's a great thing.
But
can you suppress that and allow that man to be a man? That's the difference. Because most of the time, women that are independent. Y'all get in an argument. The first thing they say, you know what? I don't even need
you. I make my own money. I don't need you.
Come on, man. The power of the tongue. Words hurt. So, sis, if you can suppress your independency and allow that man to be a man, shoot your shot, honey. Matter of fact, yeah. I'll shoot it for you. What's his name? Adam. I send him a tweet. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, hey. That's what the WNBA, they got the ladies shooting shots. Quap threes and everything. Mid-range, layups. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like I said, I mean, in today, man, everybody talking about they want a traditional man in a non-traditional society. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand how that works. So, Joe?
Yeah.
You throwing up in your man, I make my own money. I do yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm. Difficult. Very difficult. It is. Very difficult.
That ain't what he want to come home to. Y'all get a disagreement and now y'all, you know, it's a 50-50, but you throw it up or you make more money. It's tough. Yeah. I mean, you probably have to ask men that have been married for an extremely long period of time and see if the woman works. And if she does, she ain't going around constantly throwing it in his face. She independent. Mm-mm. So, I mean, real independent. Real had a job before you.
Yeah. Sis had it going on. And honestly, before me and the opportunity presented itself, I mean, I'm only here because she got money, honestly. I'm just going to be honest. I can tell the chat. I ain't got no shame. I'm here because she got money. That's it.
DeMarcus Ware was just on The Masked Singer and one of the judge guessed it was you, Shannon. Would you ever go on that show? If so, what would you sing? No, I would not go on The Masked. I guess this is our reality show right here.
Yeah. We can't sing though.
No.
How do we get it? What do we need to do to where we can sing like we used to at the beginning?
Give us auto-tunes.
Huh?
Give us auto-tunes.
What that mean?
Auto-tunes. You know how people make everybody sound good.
No, we sound good. We already sound good. We just want to be able to sing songs without getting, you know, talk about copyright.
Oh, no, you can't do it on here. No. You can't do it on here. Hell no.
Dog, man. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Yeah. Well, what's the point of having songs and having music if people that enjoy your music can't sing it?
They can. You're in your own home. You can't sing it on this platform.
That don't make no sense, man.
But no, but Ocho, you want to go on The Masked Singer?
Oh, yeah. You think they'll put me on there? Ain't nobody gonna be able to guess it's me though. Because I can really sing. So they're gonna be like, well, damn, who can this be? Because, oh man.
Right.
And listen, when you're on The Masked Singer, that means I get to perform too, right? I'm in the costume and I get to perform.
You're in a costume, you sing, dance, whatever you want to do. You're in a costume.
Listen. It's one thing about it. When you put a camera on me and a mic and I got to perform, you already know what you're going to get.
Right.
Hey, people are mad. What's The Masked Singer on CBS, ABC, Fox, what?
Fox.
Yeah. Hey, if people at Fox, if you see this, I would like the opportunity to be on The Masked Singer. Is it not Nick Cannon? Terry Crews.
Mm-mm.
No?
Terry Crews, America Got Talent. Nick Cannon.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Masked Singer.
Nick, hit your boy, man. Get me on there, man. Let me come on there. They ain't gonna never guess. Shoot.
You remember T-Pain was talking because I asked him. I said, bro,
your voice
is incredible.
Right.
And he's like, you know, I had to switch it up. But the first person to actually use auto-tune was Roger Troutman.
Right.
And Zap. Computer Love.
Yeah, Computer Love. Yeah, okay. He did have it in his mouth doing the video. You right. You sure did.
Yep. Andrea, in a classic dance battle, who's bringing the best move to win? Uncle Ocho. Ocho.
Oh, yeah. People got to understand. I was on Dancing with the Stars. I'm a great dancer. If I had to compare myself to someone, regardless of genre of music, when it comes to dancing, I'd probably be like Chris Brown. I might be better than Chris Brown.
This man said Chris Brown. Charlie Brown.
No, I'm talking about Chris Brown. Man, ask Chris. Listen, chat, stay with me real quick. When I was living in LA, you know, I used to be a crunk. I used to dance crunk. I was a clown.
Yeah. I mean, some people have said that before.
No, at birthday
I didn't party, agree with him, though.
at birthday party, I was a crumper.
Let me see what you got. He won crunk.
I used to be a crumper. What you talking about, man? I really used to do that. Yeah.
How about
I'm about to dial 911. I thought you was having a seizure.
Nah, that's the way it looked. You got to be able to jerk the body like me. And Chris Brown can't outdance me.
Nah, CB got
it. It's just the fact that he had the platform to display it, and I had to play football. But if you ask Chris Brown, that's my dog. If you ask Chris Brown, boy, you think Ocho gonna be? He'd be like, yeah, but that Ocho boy, he liked that when it comes to
Ocho
movies.
Ocho ain't like that. Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Can I ask you a question real quick before you go on?
Yeah.
Do you really think Chris Brown could beat me dancing? Like, think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, this is what happened if I was an entertainer, then you would understand. It's the fact that I play football, so you don't
believe
in me.
That's my point. You're not an entertainer.
So what did I do on the football field?
You're not on the football field. You call passes.
I caught passes, but the one thing that was special about me, I was an entertainer first.
Okay, an actor is an entertainer. He's not a dancer.
But I'm a dancer. I was a stripper in 97 and 98. Did you forget?
Nope. I'm trying to get that image out of my mind.
Nah, don't. I had to make money. I told you I was at the right track. I was at the right track, 97, 98. I ain't had no money coming in.
Nah, you're on the wrong track. Patrick Williams said, Ocho, I saw a video where you tried our Haitian food. Are you going to put Unk on it? And Unk, do you have any memories of Kake? And how, and Ocho, how about, what's that word? Lever? I have no idea. Leverwursen?
Leverkusen.
Leverkusen.
Yeah.
What is that?
They German team, balling, playing really well. For one, Unk, you ever had Haitian food?
Not that I know. I mean, not to my knowledge.
We got to get you out here, man. Get you some Haitian food, some griot, some rice. And the funny thing about it, young fella that really asked that question right now, I went to Miami Beach Senior High. So I was eating Haitian food way back in high school. The chicken truck, I never forget, the chicken truck used to be outside. And I remember the person's name. Her name was Sarita. It was her family's truck. I haven't seen her since 1996. Sarita, if you see this, I hope all is well. I hope the family is well. I remember the chicken truck way back then, and I love the griot and rice. And it's good. Food is good, Unc. You got to get you some. So if you ever come to Miami, I got a perfect spot for you to go to that had Haitian food, and I got you.
I don't know about no food, but I know about that old Haitian hucklebuck. I know about that old Ocho. I don't know about the food, but that hucklebuck.
Oh, what you know about that, man?
Man, what? Man, now you talking.
Yeah.
Now you speaking my language.
Yeah. Hey, boy, you cultured. You cultured.
Yeah.
Okay.
Upgrade King. Shout out to Stephen A. and Colin Cowherd for recognizing how valuable Unc is to us. We appreciate greatness. We got Ocho. Stay winning.
Yeah.
Upgrade King, I appreciate that. Yeah, man. Colin is great. Colin's always been great. Stephen A., like I said, Stephen A., we really didn't know each other. We see each other at a couple of events, like Super Bowl, like mainly the Super Bowl. Bumped into him a couple of times when I went to the NBA Finals and stuff like that. And so, you know, we was always casual. Obviously, not doing the show with him a couple of days a week, we become really close. Have a lot in common, you know. Went to HBCUs, very outspoken. Don't mind voicing our opinions. A lot of times people are not going to agree with us, and that's okay. But yeah, I'm very appreciative of the opportunity that Stephen A. presented me, Colin partnering with me and allowing me to bring Club Shay Shay over to his platform and allowing us to create what we've created here. So, hey, I'm thankful for Skip giving me the opportunity. I'm always grateful, Ocho.
Yeah.
And I'm always very grateful, very humbled by anybody that presents an opportunity for me.
Yes, sir.
When I was on that platform, when I was standing up there in front of Canton, I don't know how many people would have said, even if it's true, that their brother was better at something than they are. And here I am going into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Because I believe that. In my heart. And so Skip, even anybody that's ever given me an opportunity, be it at CBS, Tony Battiti, I know Tony's going to see this. He's the Big Ten commissioner now. Right. He was at CBS. He was the one that hired me. Although Sean McManus was the CBO of CBS Sports, it was Tony Petitti that says, hey, I think this guy could be really good. So I'm very, very appreciative of that. I'm appreciative of Skip believing in me and giving me the opportunity to come over. The only problem that I've ever had is that when people say Skip made me, that's the problem that I have.
Right.
If you want to say Skip gave me an opportunity, if you want to say Stephen A. gave me an opportunity, you want to say Colin gave me an opportunity here, right, say that.
Right.
But so, Skip didn't make me, because right, if Skip made me, he should be able to make somebody else, right?
Look at my girl.
Talk, I'm just saying.
Hey, come on now.
I mean, I'm just going to keep it. I keep it a stack with you. Damn. If it was that easy, if he made me, he should be able to make someone else.
Well, okay, Jay-Z.
Because guess what?
Damn.
I tell you what I did. I made a Kayla Sharp. You know what I did? I went and made a Kiari. I went and made a Kaylee.
Hmm.
That's making. So I'll give him credit. He gave me the opportunity. And when the execs didn't want to follow through with the opportunity,
right,
he said, no, I want to do that. That's the only pushback. I will never, ever say Skip did not give me an opportunity. I will never say Stephen A. didn't give me an opportunity.
Right.
I will never say Colin Cowherd didn't allow me to pick up my platform and says, hey, I want you to come here. This is what I can do for you. This is what I'm be willing to do for you. That's all. That's it. But that's when I get upset. I don't get upset about a whole lot.
Right.
Because when people are like, man, I wouldn't get, no. He did that. He gave me that opportunity.
Right.
And when, like I said, and when the Fox execs wanted to back out of it, Skip said, no, I believe in it. But when y'all start talking about this making ish, nah, y'all can miss me with that.
He didn't make this
personality. He didn't make me relatable. He didn't make me charismatic. He didn't make me funny. He didn't make me knowledgeable. Mm. I possessed all those traits before I got there. Mm. He just allowed me to share the platform with him.
To display it. Hold on. Line you said. You pulled out the 9mm with that one, huh? tell him make another one. Damn. That was a good one, boy. Okay. Talk. Let him know. Make another one.
Dr. Frankie L. Bellamy said, hey, Uncle Nocho, Unc, we'll be chilling at Monday after the Masters tomorrow with your brother Sterling. Yeah, so that means you're going to be in Myrtle Beach. Can't wait to meet him and hopefully get a picture. Oh, don't worry. I'll be dripped out of nightcap. Well, if you got the nightcap on, he'll definitely going to talk to you. He'll definitely say something to you. Mm-hmm. And just tell him, say, hey, your brother know me. You met me in Vegas, and he'll definitely have something to say.
Oh, yeah.
Lamar Robinson said, hi, Uncle Ocho. Please wish my wife, Brianna, a happy 35th birthday. She's also giving birth to our second daughter in a couple of weeks. Thanks to both of you.
Hey.
Thank you both for constantly making us laugh. Hey, Brianna.
Happy birthday, Bree.
Happy birthday and happy about to become a mother for the second time. Oh, man, that's unbelievable. Hey, Lamar, we appreciate the support, man.
Yes,
thank you, guys. That's unbelievable. Adding to the family. Hopefully mom and daughter will be safe. Hey, hit back when Tia gives birth to that baby and everything. Hey, jump back in the chat, baby. Let us know, man. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Noel Lordy said, hey, Uncle Nocho, my boyfriend is a truck driver and listen to you guys on the road during the night shift. Can you give Jamel a shout out? It'll make his day while he's out there on the road tonight. Jamel, hey, your girlfriend says, you know what? You be listening to us. So I know we be, hey, just holding the road, because I know Ocho and I be sharing some funny moments with you. And yeah, you be, so hey, just holding the road, man. But I want to appreciate you. I want to thank you and appreciate your support that you've given us, man. And thanks for listening to us. We really appreciate
it. Yes,
we appreciate everybody in the chat, because you guys, what makes it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
The support that they've given us, Ocho.
Yeah.
And they
big.
Show up for
it's,
us
it's been
night
big.
In and night out.
Mm-hmm. They could be doing anything else in the world.
Yes!
Especially this time of night. They could be doing anything else in the world, but they with us. And for that, I love you. And you know I love you, because I tell you every day, if you follow me on Twitter, you follow me on Instagram, I let you know every morning. If it's 365 days in a year, I tell you I love you 365 days of them. Every morning. Hey, hold on. You told him to do something before we started the show as far as subscribing, right?
Yes.
Did it? Are we at the number?
We, we,
are, Are not we at the number yet. We not need yet. To
hey,
reach?
Come on. Hey, how many people got in the chat? We got like 20-some thousand in the chat. Hey, come on now. I know tell all 25,000 of y'all are not subscribed. Come on now.
Listen, right now, we're going to give you 1 minute. We're going to pause. We're going to pause the show for 1 minute. All we ask you to do right now, just do me a favor. I never ask y'all to do nothing. Just do me a favor. We're going 1 minute. Everybody, take a minute and just subscribe real quick, please. Please, because I love you. Just subscribe real quick. Allow us to hit the goal that we want to hit tonight so we can be ready for tomorrow's show. Just do that for your boy. And the clock is ticking. 1 minute. This damn watch ain't even working.
Mm-mm. Tick, tick. Yeah, please hit the... Man. Either these things too small or my ears too big. One of the two. but we definitely not a match made in heaven.
All right, we should be at that number. Whatever that goal was, we should be there. I can't see it for myself.
Ash, we
should be there. Ash, we should be there.
We got 100 new. Ron F. asks, where can I get a bottle of LaPortier in Memphis or Memphis metro area? I'm taking a trip to Tennessee soon and want to support since it's not currently shipping to Michigan. It's a lot of brown drinkers in the 313. I know that. Actually, we tried to get to the 313. I'm not sure. Glorilla took all we had. So he glow up because she got by 2 or 3 bottles. Her and Yo Gotti was with her when she came and sat down with me for Club Shay Shay. So they took a couple of bottles with them. So they got, if you know Glorilla, tell her to hook you up. That's our show, Ocho. Thank you. Thank you for joining us again.
We'll see y'all tomorrow, baby.
Thank you for joining us tonight for another episode of Nightcap. Please make sure you hit that like button. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. And thank you for joining us. I'm your favorite unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, wearing a Jamar Chase jersey.
The greatest Bengal receiver to ever wear stripes.
Let it be known. Let it be known. Let it be known. Hey, he's Mr. Real Rosado, Liberty City's own Bengals
great. I can beat Chris Brown Jansen, the greatest crumper to ever come out of South Central.
Yeah, he's all those things, ladies and gentlemen. That's him. Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to us through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we greatly appreciate it if you signed up and subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We're doing everything that we can to make sure you get those orders and we fulfill the shipment order. So thank you for having patience, but the orders will be there soon. And please, guys, go out. Thursday is the last day to vote for the Webby Awards. We are nominated. We have 2 awards we're nominated for the Club Shay Shay and 1 for Nightcap, which is Best Sports Podcast. That's the Webby we're nominated for. Nightcap is the Webby for Best Sports Podcast. And we pinned the link at the top of the chat. So thank you for joining us. We're back again tomorrow night. We're out.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh,
Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.